It's being described as South Africa's only internationally accredited Jewish school, and it's shaking up the traditional model of Torah-based education. The Jewish International School of Cape Town is a bold experiment. Three campuses, one shared vision, and a commitment to both high-level Torah learning and flexible, personalized secular education. Whether it's a high school rooted in Orthodox values, a forest-inspired Montessori for little ones, or a homeschool-based model that works for families who don't fit the mold, this school is creating something truly different. And joining me now on the line from Cape Town is Rabbi Avi Shlomo, who is the dean of the high school, the Cape Town Torah High, and one of the visionaries behind this educational reinvention. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us on the Home Run. What were the biggest challenges in building a Torah-committed high school in Cape Town? And how have you navigated those challenges within such a small but diverse community?
Hi, Paula. Thank you so much for having me on and for this opportunity. So I would agree with everything that you said in that beautiful introduction, except that it's no longer an experiment, but we could actually say today very proudly that the proof is in the pudding, because the school is now over 10 years old, and you know, our graduates really are our best ambassadors, and they really speak for themselves. You know, starting a Torah school in Cape Town always was something that people thought was impossible because of the demographics and the numbers. And I think that we actually figured out a system to turn those challenges into opportunities. You know, necessity is the mother of invention. And we really, you know, although it's a small school, we always say small school, but a big family. And that's not just a slogan, that's actually something that we really embody. And for example, when it comes to like Hashkafa, in the Orthodox umbrella itself, in the Torah umbrella itself, there's quite a lot of diversity, whether it's, you know, Chabad or Sameach or Mizrahi, or just someone traditional trying to grow in their Torah education. And we've created a place where everybody feels this is their school. This is a place that is going to help them grow and their flavor of Yiddishkeit, of Torah observance, of Jewish education. And you know, and that's reflected in the staff complement, that's reflected in the parents, that's reflected in how we, you know, we deal with different chagim or yoms or curriculum. And I think that's been quite unique and really revolutionary. Unfortunately, it's not more common, but and the kids learn from each other. So I think that's an example of how possibly a weakness was transformed into a strength.
Rabbi, the high school runs on an individualized homeschool-style structure for secular studies, a pretty radical move. How did that model come about, and why do you think it's working, whereas it didn't in other cases?
You know, the most important thing a school can teach a child is who they are. And it's very difficult to do that when you're bound by a system that forces you to limit yourself, let's say in grade 10, to a certain number of subjects, or when you're forced to take certain exams that are be-all, end-all with an enormous amount of pressure. You know, education is the one thing that often hasn't evolved, you know, with the rest of the world. So what we've done is when we realized this, the issue, with the South African model of education, which is you know, based on an oppression model, really to separate the, you know, the strong from the weak, we realized that with international education, it's much more flexible. You have the ability to cater to each student's needs, both on the strong end of the spectrum and the weak end of the spectrum. You could source courses from all over the world, from top universities, to really guide students in their passion, to really teach them who they are, both as a Jew in terms of their Jewish education, but also in general education. You know, what happens if in grade 11 somebody wants to switch from, let's say, science to maths or engineering or arts? You know, with a more modular based mastery approach to education, rather than a be all end all exam, and then you like name and shame and fame the students. It's a much more modern, progressive, and just humane approach to really build people up in their specific strengths.
Rabbi, I was looking at your website, and one of the things that struck me about the Jewish International School is the sense of unity. You're catering to students from across the religious spectrum, from Chabad to modern Orthodox and everything in between. How have you managed to keep that balance without compromising on Torah standards?
You know, it hasn't always been easy, but the bottom line is there's a lot of trust, respect, and love between the students and between the teachers. And I think that's really, that allows the commonalities and the common denominators to override the differences. Because the truth is that the differences are minor, you know, are relative to how much we have in common. So for example, when it comes to, let's say, a Yom HaTzmaut, or a day that, so we make sure that every student celebrates who wishes to, and the minion will say halal that day. But we also educate with sensitivity to say, if your custom is not to say halal today, if your custom is to daven differently, then you should ask your parents or ask your rabbi what your custom is. We'll make a place for them to do that. But you could still be happy for, you know, for someone else who, for them, this is a bigger, so to speak, chag, you know, today. And and they actually learn about each other's nuschaot, you know. So for example, you know, when the chazan is Ashkenaz, we train him to lead according to the Ashkenaz tradition. When a chazan is Nusach Ari or Nusach Sfard, so we train him. So often you'll have, in one day, you'll have multiple chazanim, you know, changing the Nusach as they get up, because each one is growing in their specific customs and their specific Nusach, and they learn how to become proud of what makes their flavor, their Nusach, unique and rich to them. So, and the kids also learn all about the other customs and the other flavors, rather than just, you know, be limited to their own.
You've chosen international accreditation over more typical South African options like the NSC or the IEB. Can you unpack that choice for us and what it means practically for your students and their futures?
So the truth is that our students have the same opportunities as South African matrix, but we're accredited by an American-based accrediting board called WASC, based actually in California. They accredited tens of thousands of schools on the western coast of America, one of the six big accrediting boards. It's quite a process. It was a six-year process to receive this accreditation. It was just actually renewed for a second time for 6 years. And what it does is, it means that the students graduate with a diploma that's accredited as an American high school diploma. Plus, we created South Africa's only Shabbat SAT testing center. So for those that don't know, the SAT is the number one college board, college entrance exam in the world. And that really opens up doors to universities around the world and scholarships. And unfortunately, the SAT has fixed dates and they're all Saturday. So in order to get a Sunday sitting, we had to, you could apply with religious exemptions, but even that's difficult. Not all centers offer Sunday sitting. So we actually created our own college board SAT testing center here in Cape Town. We actually do it at, we partner very graciously with Herzliya Schools here, who host the exam, and we open up to anybody in the community. And a certain score above the SAT, which we actually help them take the test and prepare for the test with error analysis and revision. So when students get over, like, let's say a 1200 or 1250 on their SAT, and you can take it as many times as you want, and they only keep the highest score, which is, again, a much more humane approach to testing. And that really opens up university. And then we convert that with the South African Board of Education, the USAF, it's called, to a matric exemption, which allows them to study in South Africa. And when they go to, let's say, overseas, it's even easier, but certainly they could still study here locally, as any South African student could as well. So the combination of the diploma, which is very individualized per student, plus the SAT results, really unlock both scholarships and university entrances around the world.
It sounds really incredible. I mean, one often hears, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but I've certainly heard that Jewish education in South Africa is either unaffordable or unsustainable. And yet you've created, if I can call it, a boutique model that aims to be both. Rabbi, what's the secret? And is this something that other small communities can replicate?
So we have managed to, we haven't solved the problem of high school fees, unfortunately, entirely, but we have managed to make a sustainable model, because we spend a lot of money on curriculum, which we buy from overseas. Now, what that does is it allows us to spread teachers out across subjects and across grades a lot more, because a lot of the work is being done for them, both the curriculum preparation and the assessments and marking is being done overseas. So what we've done is this allows us both to offer a lot more subjects and to spread teachers across. So basically get a lot more out of a teacher who's no longer limited to just one specific subject or one specific grade, but really, because a lot of the work is being done for them, they can really spread themselves out. So that has created a much more affordable option. But I cannot say that we've cracked the nut of, in general, the high cost of Jewish education. But one thing I can say is that I think that, you know, now more than ever, people are realizing that a Jewish education is priceless, in the sense that, you know, all the money that was spent on fighting anti-Semitism does not equate to the money that's spent on raising proud and educated Jews.
Rabbi Avi Shlomo, the Dean of Cape Town Torah High, it is such a pleasure to chat with you. And as we're talking, I'm thinking that this Jewish International School of Cape Town is a place that's not just educating Jewish children, but really reimagining what the education can look like. And as you say, it's a model that's been in place already for a decade, and it challenges us to think bigger about what's possible in Jewish schooling today. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining us here on the Home Run.